Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. And you hear a little Christopher Cross, a little yacht rock, which is fitting because we get out on the water, so to speak, 9:40 Pacific time on Tuesdays with Karen Lyle and SailSportsTalk.com as Karen co-hosts this segment with me. Karen, the next America's Cup cycle, as they call it, AC38. There were cities around the world that had their fingers crossed after placing bids to host the America's Cup in 2 years. And look at Napoli. We got Naples as the winner, huh?
Oh, yes. And they made a wonderful presentation. In fact, the trophy, the America's Cup, was presented in Rome, right there, where the scene, all the beautiful scenes we've seen for the new Pope, right, was given to the country of Italy for a recognition of what's going to come in 2027.
And even the Prime Minister, the first ever female Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, showed up. It was a big deal, wasn't it?
It was, and, you know, being a woman, I look at this and I think America's Cup, in the first time in 173 years, had a standalone America's Cup women's race in Barcelona. And I was actually there for that race, as you know, as I called in. And it was such a big deal. In fact, because Italy had lost the final race to determine who was going to challenge New Zealand, and for the America's Cup. And then right before that final, when Britain and New Zealand are facing off, was the first Women's Cup, and it was 12 teams down to two, which happened to be Britain and Italy, and Italy won the Women's Cup. So the Italians there in Barcelona were just going crazy. They were so excited about it. It was such a big deal. And really, the women were given equal attention. So I see a real, I felt like there was a lot of equality in attention and time and everything to the women in this race. You know, more than just having, you know, a woman racer on a team, this was a women-only event. And so I can't help but think that the woman Prime Minister of Italy is noticing all of this, right?
Well, I don't know if you knew as well, in Naples over the weekend, a Scott McTominay goal gave Napoli Calcio the Serie A title, and the entire town was on fire in a good way. It was just nothing. It looked like a war zone. It was all just flares and fireworks the entire weekend. So a lot going on right now in Naples, celebrations, like epic celebrations.
It's true. And Italy is certainly a country that is very involved in the sport of sailing. And so we have both, so much attention to sailing among the general populace. So it's not something that is only 1% of the population. It's something that's really considered to be for all people. Just to bring up a little bit of drama, too, there is some things that have happened in the America's Cup AC38 that we should talk about, because when right after the race in Barcelona in AC37, the Ineos basically became the challenger of record, and we had Ben Ainsley at the head of the Ineos team, and we also had for the other team, the New Zealand team, we had already an agreement and the protocol was in process. And then there was a disagreement between, let's say a not a meeting of the minds between Ben Ainsley and Sir Jim Ratcliffe in the Ineos Britannia team. And so Ben Ainsley actually was not continued for the Ineos team, and then Ineos dropped out. And so that was a really big deal for the progress of the protocol, which was being designed between these two teams, between these two yacht clubs. And then right after that, Peter Berling, basically was they were not able, New Zealand didn't continue with the skipper, Peter Burling. And so the two captains that were challenging each other in the AC 37 are no longer with the America's Cup teams for those respective yacht, those respective teams from the countries of New Zealand and Britain. So there's a little bit of uncertainty as to what the next steps are going to be.
And you have a clip of Grant Dalton of this, right?
Yes, and Grant Dalton, we should say, back to Italy. Grant Dalton just sent us something for the America's Cup, sent us a little statement from Grant Dalton, which we should play now because he has a lot to say that we would like to hear.
So we're here today in Rome with the America's Cup, a presentation of the America's Cup before we move on to Napoli in 2 days' time. We've been with the Premier Maloney, and the different ministers that have been involved, Minister of Finance, Minister of Sport, Minister of the South, and the Mayor of Naples. And just a presentation, just the beginning of the process, really, and the roadshow that will be the next 2 years of the America's Cup in Italy and in Naples. There's real commitment from the Prime Minister and into the ministers and the Mayor of Naples himself. And this was really a driven down project from the Prime Minister, who gave the authority for her ministers to really dig into this and win the bid, which they did. And that bodes well for the future because it means that we get things done. When we announced the America's Cup was coming to Naples 2 weeks ago, it was amazing the reception that it got from the press, which of course is driven by the public. And the Prime Minister and the Minister of Sport were just saying that they were even surprised at the level it had gone to. And I think probably the most significant thing from my point of view is something that they said, which was it was through all people. And that's one of the keys that really we've got it in New Zealand too, that it reaches all people and all people are interested in the Cup. And so I thought that was a really interesting observation that they made, that this was already had made that sort of mainstream of the population, not just certain sections of the population.
That was Grant Dalton, the CEO of the Defender, the Emirates team, New Zealand. Karen, let me ask you, I thought that whoever won the America's Cup got to pick where the next one was. So if that's true, are they super mad, like in Christchurch or in Auckland, that they didn't pick New Zealand?
Well, I think that it is unusual for the defending team to pick something outside of their own home base. But, of course, they hosted it in New Zealand during the pandemic, if you recall. And New Zealand got to handle those two-week quarantines for everybody coming in for the Cup. And I do think that what they're trying to do is find some place that is large enough to be able to expand the number of teams that are participating. And so I think it's a size limitation. And that was actually something that came up in the discussions in Barcelona. I was in some, hearing some insider talk as accredited media there about the fact that Barcelona only had so much space and they wanted to expand. And so, Barcelona really wanted, was one of the ones who was bidding for keeping America's Cup for a second time for the AC 38, but they didn't continue to win that bid. So it went to Napoli.
I'm surprised too, because, Rome is not on the coast, so you can't have it in Rome. Naples always gets a bad rap from other Italians as well. They kind of look down upon. I've been to Naples. I was there during a trash strike. So I did go to Pompeii and such things. I had a great time when I was there. But it is definitely a Spartan place. And, it's not like like Toronto or some of these other beautiful like places that they could have gone. And I know that Naples has a great history, but were you a little bit surprised that Naples, which is a lot more cleaner now, obviously, but are you surprised that they got the love and maybe not a more glamorous place?
Well, I think that it's about sailing. So it has a lot to do with the waters and the wind conditions and so forth, and whether that's going to work for the boats that they are going to be designing for the race. And also, Like the Olympics, when a city wins the bid and, you know, presents a bid, they're also presenting of how they're going to build out the city. So what this means for Naples is this city is going to transform. There's going to be 2 years of building in Napoli. So I'm very interested to see what the plans are for that. In fact, I have right in front of me the rough draft of the protocol governing the 38th America's Cup between the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron Incorporated and the Royal Yacht Squadron Limited. That is the New Zealand and the British teams that basically, you know, Challenger of Record and Defender have been working with all of the teams to come up with a protocol for what the rules are. This is 76 pages long, and there's been a little bit of debate about this as well, as there always is in every America's Cup. So what happens is when Naples makes an agreement with New Zealand, then there are requirements and contracts that happen between New Zealand and Naples as to what that America's Cup is going to entail and what the teams are responsible for doing. And so the protocol that they come up with, which is basically the rules of the game, also include and incorporate whatever has been agreed on between New Zealand and Italy on the race. And so now the teams have to evaluate and still continue to negotiate, and time is clicking away.
Are you going to go to Naples for this?
Absolutely. I'm not going to miss this one.
Good stuff.
Are you going to come with me? Are you going to come with me, Rick?
You know, I would, but I have to wash my hair that day.
You do, but you don't have that much, Rick.
Wait, if you see me,
I'm telling,
the only thing I got is hair.
I'm not saying that your head isn't completely covered, but mine is definitely longer than yours.
I'm not Robert Plant. That's true.
Right.
All right, but an amazing place to have the America's Cup in 2 years, and already they're starting to build. You know, out here in San Francisco, they built all that stuff, and now I think it's just all empty. But I don't know. We'll see what happens in Naples. Karen Lyle, go to sailsporttalk.com for more information. Karen, thanks for coming on once again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Chris, and even to rib you a little bit every time.
Yeah, call me Chris. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.